Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi there, my name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Clout.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Happy November?
It's November.
It's not Halloween yet for us, but...
But yeah, it's about to be. By the time it comes out, it'll be November.
Game night was fun, man.
Game night was fun.
The game night was fun.
It was a lot of fun. We are tired.
Very tired.
To say the least.
Hurting, you can say.
Yes, the glasses will not come off this entire episode, but it was a lot of fun. Shout out to everybody that came out to the game night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, we the goal would be dope to be able to take that on the road, because the venue that we use, they have a lot of locations, but we could do it at any location. It was
right.
It's a lot of fun, man. It was just a good ass time. DJ, shout out to DJ Fawcett. She was rocking all night long. It was a good time. Perfect. That's her tag. Right,
that's
there.
Like her specific tag, right?
Yeah. That in the coin. Ding, ding, ding. That was
her. Okay. She's a gamer.
Yeah, man. It was solid. It was solid.
Operation is criminally, like, I don't know. It's very difficult. And
yeah.
I can't believe that game is for little children.
Man.
I never had it growing up.
Steady hands. They got the steady hands, I guess, if they're not hyped up on sugar.
I was on that operating table all night.
Shout out to Tony Baker, man. Tony Baker will pull up to a game night. He came out ready for all the madness, and
he missed
definitely
every
that.
Song that he liked because he was so focused on Operation. We were like, hey man, they're playing Water. He was like, no, tell them to play it again when I'm done.
It was a lot of fun, man. It was a lot of fun. This is one of those things like, man, I wish this was longer. We did go a little longer too, but the DJ had to leave eventually, so I had to cash her out and get her up out of that. But it was fun, man. Good ass time. People dressed up too.
Mm-hmm. Did we do the costume contest?
We did not. We ran out of time.
Oh, okay.
And I was trying to get it going right before she left, but nobody was listening. So I was like, all right, next time. Bye, guys.
Played Twister, though.
Yeah, Twister was fun.
Twister was very fun. The game is insanely sexual. It's like it seemed like it was supposed to be for adults. And then it had colors in it, so they gave it for kids.
I feel like it was kids at first, but then somebody saw it and was like, hey, you know what? This could kind of be fun in an adult game.
We didn't even adult it up. It was just like, it was almost immediate. It was
yeah,
just like,
the
all
bend
right,
over.
Right hand green, left foot red, and it's like, oh, they're in doggy style.
Now they bend it over.
They are in full doggy.
This is what we're doing now. This is, yeah, man. Didn't even have to say Naked Twister. It just happened.
Say get the first base in the game. That's funny.
it was a lot of fun. But we are paying for it right now. But you know what? I planned for this weekend to carry over and be just ridiculously tired.
Right.
I like Halloween. It's a good time. And I knew I was going to. I've been going to parties since Thursday of last week. And we got one more tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll make 6 parties.
In a row?
That I've been to, yeah, for Halloween.
Damn.
So I knew I was going to be tired. I was geared up for it. I made sure I didn't have anything on Tuesday to do. Made sure I didn't have anything on Wednesday to do. I don't have to do anything until Thursday. So.
Oh, nice.
I was planning for this.
Go unplug.
Yeah, that's adulting right there. That's adult math. I was like, okay, if I'm on party like
if
this.
I'm
I need to move
from Thursday to Tuesday.
I need to move all my stuff to Thursday and after, because I need some time to rest, baby. And I do.
But speaking of need time to rest, you just got back from Europe.
I did.
I hear there's some crazy, crazy happenings.
Yeah,
some bad luck.
So, you know,
this is right after the Cabo trip, too.
What happened was we had a super tight connection. And because of that, we were not able to get all of our bags. All of our bags did not make it on the flight. So the worst thing is when you're waiting for your bags to come down, you've seen everybody grab bags and set for you. You're like, all right, maybe it's going to be on another.
In that one bag that just keeps going around.
Yeah, man. So then we have to go and stand in this line to report the luggage missing. This whole ordeal takes like an extra hour and a half. So it's just already like, what the fuck? After traveling for 12 hours, this is like, what the fuck? And the car service guys were getting upset because they're like, yo, they thought it was going to be like, you know, 10, 15 minute wait. This is an hour and a half later. So you get back to the hotel and like Farron, she lost her whole bag. So she didn't even have any clothes to change it to. She just had a toiletry bag and stuff like that. So she had to go shopping. Kevin, Melissa had lost their luggage. They had to go shopping. It was 5 pieces of luggage lost. From 11 travelers. That's damn near crazy. Half of our luggage.
And everybody had 2 bags each?
Well, most people had one bag. I had like one big bag. Farron had one big bag. The kid had one big bag. But I think maybe Kev and Melissa's stuff might have been packed in the same bag. But yeah, they both had to go shopping. And then Berlin was cold and wet. So that just added to...
Cold and wet?
It was rainy and it was cold over there. It was like...
This
like
is Germany, 50. Right?
Yeah,
Berlin. It's your first time in Germany?
Mm-hmm.
What's it like?
Cold and wet.
Was it, like, pretty, good architecture?
Nope, it was not pretty to me.
Food? Bratwursts?
First thing we did was found, like, an authentic German restaurant. I posted it in my vlog. If you're part of the More Mob, you can see it. It was, like, 3 different pieces of sausage and some mashed potatoes. And
is that bangers and mash?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think that might be UK.
Yeah, I think that might be UK too. Yeah, but it was cool. Like they're known for their sausages, and they're known for their beer. We did find on the last day because everybody else left earlier than me, Farron and the kid. We stayed a little bit, and we caught like 5 p.m. flight. So that day we went into the city, and we found like what would be, I guess, equivalent to like a farmer's market. So they had all of these pop up tents and stuff like that. So we tasted a lot of authentic German food, just walked around and popped our head in some stores and shit like that.
So was
that
it different? Was it like, you know, like you go to like New England or something, you're like, oh, the clam chowder is better out here.
I had a currywurst, which is basically like a hot dog cut up and then they put curry powder on it. Uh-huh. That was fire. It tasted hella authentic. But I didn't really eat a whole lot. Farron and them, they tried a whole lot of stuff. They had some sushi at this place. And I was like, y'all wildin'.
German sushi?
Yeah, Germany. Berlin seems landlocked. So I don't know where that fish came from, how long it's been there, whatever. But I will say this. The freshest fruit juice and fruits that I've ever tasted in my life. I had some orange juice at this place the next day after we woke up. It was the best orange juice I've ever had in my life.
Damn, that's random.
And the kid had apple juice the very next day. And that shit tastes like if you bit into an apple and then it turned into juice.
That should be how it tastes.
It should be. That just lets me know.
How we lost our way.
But then I started thinking about, okay, shit, you know, how many foods are banned in the United States? Mm-hmm. What other places that they serve us here? So I started thinking like, well, what if, because one of the main things people complain about is that UK food is not seasoned well, it doesn't taste right. What if that's how it's supposed to taste, but we've been eating fucked up food for so long, we over-season everything, we oversalt everything. That's why we think the food isn't seasoned, because we enjoy killing ourselves, because that's all we've known our entire life.
I feel like there's something there.
It could be.
Because, I guess, does something that's seasoned always mean high sodium? Or can it be seasoned and still, you know what I mean? Have you ever had, because now I'm thinking about it, like, does well-seasoned automatically mean unhealthy?
No, not necessarily. Because, I mean, you got a lot of seasons that you can use that have no salt in it. I mean, Cajun food can be well-seasoned. You just see all the spices, you see all the herbs and all that stuff. Jerk. It's usually salty, but it's also well-seasoned.
Right.
So I don't think it necessarily is directly connected to sodium, but, like, I've had some, like, you know, some well-seasoned catfish that wasn't super salty, but you could just taste it was more than just salt and pepper on it. Or, like, they season, because black people, they don't just season the fish. They don't season the breading and the planko and all of that. Like, we season everything.
That's crazy. You might be right, though. Maybe that is how you're supposed to eat food, with not that much salt. Especially if salt kills you.
Yeah, and it does.
So maybe bland is how it's supposed to be, but hey.
I don't know.
Food's too good.
It is. Food's goddamn good.
Food is way too good to be eating bland chicken and stuff like that.
Now, London was popping. Okay. The show, everything. And that was nothing. Berlin show, they switched the venue on us.
Really?
Or the, well, where we were performing at. I think it might have been the same venue, just they maybe switched us to another room. Mm-hmm. We really didn't have a huge fan base in Berlin. Kev just be using the overseas shows as a vacation, honestly. And he be thinking that everybody
bought, he didn't do this with analytics?
Bro, because we canceled the Paris show because of the bed bug thing, right?
Crazy.
And so I'm like, all right, cool. Me and my family, we just going to stay in London an extra day so we can walk around, chill, all of that. But I ended up booking a commercial, so I had to fly back early and go do the commercial. Kev was like, all right, we knew in Paris. What about Istanbul? Let's go to Portugal. And so they just decided they were going to Portugal while they were there. I was like, I'm not doing that. We don't stay in
no
London.
Show, just to see?
Yeah, just to see. I'm like, Kev, you different.
Portugal's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm
good. I had nothing to connect to Portugal to make me want to go. So I was like, I don't need to.
Going to Spain? See what Spain like?
Yeah. I've been to Spain. I've been to Barcelona. Barcelona. And if they had that Barcelona, I might have had to pull the trigger on Barcelona. I ain't gonna hold you.
Barcelona's lit. Did you guys see the wall? The Berlin Wall?
Nah.
No touristy stuff?
Nah, we ain't had no time for that for real. I went to the mall there. It was a mall and walking distance. And the mall was nice. But it was just a mall. At the end of the day, it was really just a mall.
I think one of the most heartbreaking things you ever let me know about touring was that you guys don't get to see the city that much.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy as hell. Like, it seems like you guys land, check in, venue, dip. And then it's just like,
especially on the Ball Brothers tour.
Like,
when we were doing comedy clubs, it's a little easier because you're in that city for the whole time.
Right.
You fly in early Friday or late Thursday. You there to Sunday or Monday. But when we were doing the Ball Brothers tour and we're doing theaters, it's like we fly in to a city Friday, do the show. We usually land in the morning, like 9, 10, 11, go to the hotel, grab some food, lay down for a couple hours. And me and Brandon and Greg, we're leaving the hotel around 4:30. To go to the venue to set up, because doors open at 5 for the meet and greet at 6 and show starts at 7.
Oh, the meet and greet's first?
Yeah, they do the meet and greet first.
Oh, okay.
It's usually like 100 people, and then I'm giving people body butter, so after they finish the meet and greet, they come down and buy the body butter, and then it's time to perform. After that, we go back to the hotel, and it's like, all right, well, let's pack up and get ready to go, because we got an early flight. So that part was hard.
That's wild. Yeah. But you guys had more time out there.
Yeah, because we stayed for, I think, 3 days. Yeah, 3 days in Berlin, 2 or 3 days. And then we stayed in London for 3 days. Yeah. So Berlin, 2 days, I think. And then we flew out on a third day in London. We were in there for 3 days.
What, was the food good in London? I have this thing that, like, if bed bugs are on planes and trains, are they in different cities around Paris?
I think most of it is specifically Paris. Uh-huh. And I don't know if it's isolated, like, surrounding towns around Paris aren't being affected, but I know, like, London wasn't affected by it. But that's another reason why I didn't want to go. It's like, because even if you get on a plane going to Paris or the train, because we were supposed to take the last train from London to Paris. Yeah. And I was like, this shit might be on a train, bro. I don't want to do that. I don't want to risk any of that shit, man. Somebody sent me a video of bed bugs in a hotel, and I mean it's a swarm all over
it
the floor.
Makes me itch.
Man, the person was walking, you heard them crunching the bed bugs underneath their feet. That's how many it was.
They on the floor too?
Yeah. This was like an extreme example, but yeah.
Ah.
That shit was crazy. I was like, yeah, I don't want no parts of that, bro.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, damn, what if they in London too? Or, like, I don't know how far London is from Paris, but I hear it's just a quick little train ride.
Yeah. I'm good.
For the bed bugs, too.
Right? That shit is nuts. I don't want no part of it. Speaking of nuts.
Nice.
This is nuts.com, guys.
Nuts.com.
This is an amazing service where you can get dried nuts, you can get roasted, get salted, you can get all the flavors. Not just nuts either. You can get dried fruit, you can get sweets, you can get pantry staples, like specialty flours and more. Stack them up, stash them wherever you keep your snacks. I am a big nuts person, all right? I don't really do a whole lot of sweets. Never really have. That's not really my thing. But some good nuts. These cashews, let me tell you something. These cashews are going to get smashed. I also got the almonds. You feel me? I also got this is the whole bag right here. This got the Brazilian joints in it and everything. This is the one where I got in trouble for eating my mom's. The mixed nuts right there. Oh, I got in trouble because I wanted the Brazilian because the Brazilian was rare. You didn't get a lot of Brazilian nuts. And they're hard to crack. And I also got the pecans. This is my go-to. This is my main snack. I'll be taking these to the movies with me. Popcorn, kernels get stuck in my teeth. But these nuts, fire, all right? And it's time for kids to be back at home in a little bit. Holidays is right around the corner. They're going to be eating you out of house and home. So this is a perfect time to stack up on brand new snacks, all right? So they're not running in and out of the refrigerator, eating you out of everything. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. Whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or you need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. At Nuts.com, quality is their top priority, all right? They roast their nuts and pop their corn on the same day it ships, so it reaches you deliciously fresh, all right? You get same-day roasted nuts. You guys got nasty minds. Get your mind out of the gutter, okay? They give you a ton of options when you are looking for, like I say, something sweet or something salty. They got the dried fruit. You have a wide selection to choose from, and it comes right to your door. No having to go to the grocery store. You pick what option you want or what package you want. Everything ships to your door, so it's a win-win. So go check out nuts.com. Right now, they're offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders $29 or more at nuts.com/DIYS. So go check them out. Check out the delicious options at nuts.com/DIYS. You receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. You feel me?
Let me get one of them nuts.
What you want? Do you want your cashews? What you want?
Yeah, I just
want
to look at the character. He got a little hat on. It's kind of cool. His money's nuts got dreads too. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Little nut characters.
Oh, here you go. Yeah, this is the one with the locks right there. The walnuts.
Did you Postmate some Mickey D's over there? What'd you get?
I be getting the nuggets with the sweet and sour sauce. That's my go-to.
Do the fries travel well?
No.
I don't be getting fast food.
No. I don't get fries on delivery. I'll never get fries.
It depends on the place. Shake Shack. This was right around the corner. I just couldn't drive there. Yeah. And get back.
Okay.
Because I need to put gas in my car. And I'm like,
that's true. Because it is thing. Right around the corner. Yeah. So, but I just never know how long the order's sitting up there before the person picks it up. And then
this
that travel
quick.
Time.
Yeah. I know this one's quick, yeah. I don't even want to do McDonald's, but I was like, this is the closest thing.
Mm-hmm.
The fries are good, though.
All right. I'll go with it. It's a lot of stuff going on right now, man. Did you see the story of the ex-NBA player who just found out his wife has OnlyFans?
It was super famous dude. Damn. Joe Frazier? No.
Nah.
it was on Hollywood Sports Unlocked. Balls. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He's like a famous, it's not Stephen Smith.
No. I can't remember his name, but I just was like.
Here he is. Joe Smith. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Apparently, she's done porn before.
But that's what she was saying in the video. She's like, you knew who I was before.
Nah, somebody found her name. She back in the day.
Oh.
Like 90s or 2000s porn star.
Hey, that's
so this could be like a promo or something.
Yeah, that's what some people saying, like, because why would you pull your phone out? But I was like, hey, she didn't know. Maybe he was going to go crazy
I can't tell anymore.
Yeah.
Because everything's fake. to the point where it's like, damn, that was actually some pretty good acting. But especially with OnlyFans promo, because I feel like most promo was like, this girl got kicked out of school for having an OnlyFans, and that's like to make you go, or you know, this she used to be a teacher and now she was fired for having her OnlyFans. It's like, it's just like, I don't know, low key promotion, but
yeah,
I can't tell anymore. I've never seen the video. Did it seem like convincing? Because a lot of times the acting will give it away.
Yeah, I didn't watch the whole thing. I read the description too. She was like, I kept asking you for help or suggestions or something like that, and I got none from you, so I figured out my own way or something like that. So I don't know if it's a money thing, you know what I'm saying? They made sure to put ex-NBA players, so maybe the money didn't dry it up, and she felt like this is what she got to do to, you know, make things happen or hold things down.
I don't know. There might be a part of it that's empowering. I could see why a woman who isn't doing it for money would still do it.
Well, if that's the case, you could just put it out for free.
Yeah, but why?
I mean, it's empowering.
But some of the power comes from, I'm assuming.
Hey, listen, you people jog because it's empowering, it's invigorating. They ain't getting paid to jog.
Jog?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's empowering? Jogging's empowering?
It's invigorating, right? Makes you feel good.
I think that it's more like, yeah, I'm you know, putting a photo up and having dudes just give a shitload of money. I think the money part is maybe part of the empowerment.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, then, yes. Because I was like, yeah, I don't know. I recently just unsubscribed from all of my OnlyFans for the most part.
You took it away.
I did. It just was an unneeded expense. I bought enough content to hold me over for at least a year.
Oh, so after you leave OnlyFans, you still get the videos?
You get the videos that you purchased.
And that's just like a download on your computer?
No, it's just on your account, so you can't really download it. I mean, you can screen record it, but I'm not doing all that shit. So it's just, you know, it's just there. But I was like, man, I'm spending money.
It's very easy to leak.
I mean, I would imagine so.
That'd be crazy.
I know with OnlyFans, I could cast that to the Apple TV, but Fansly, they got their shit on lock. You can't even cast Fansly to your TV. Like, they got all
you
that shit
on. You can cast OnlyFans?
Mm-hmm. Their videos.
All right, well, I guess the only thing we can learn from this, we should just have OnlyFans models on as guests for the rest of the year till we get to the bottom of this. Do y'all have, like, I'm asking y'all in the room and the chat, but, and I guess this can go for men and women, because men be having OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Was it Kanisha who said that she was like, Omarion was doing, like, naked jumping?
His brother.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
What's y'all limit? You know what I mean? Like, not in terms of the content you put out, but like if you have a partner and you find out, if you on some Joe shit, I forget his last name, Joe Smith. What is the cutoff? Because I feel like there are dudes online who just shit on OnlyFans, like, exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, those podcasts, they'll like invite somebody on and be like, you're a whore. You have OnlyFans. But OnlyFans is so much stuff now. Yeah.
But they be watching this shit too.
Yeah, they'll watch it. They'll fuck the person. They just don't want to be with a person who has OnlyFans. So you're attracted to it.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want to be responsible for the backlash of comments you're going to receive for being with this person.
Right. And OnlyFans is so much stuff. Like, there's people who do, like, lingerie yoga and stuff.
Yeah. Not, but ain't nobody
so
watching that
So what?
Ain't nobody watching that shit.
What is y'all limit in terms of your partner? Like, if you were to find an OnlyFans account that you didn't know about, do y'all care about? Do y'all care about it at all?
Mm.
Do y'all have, like, levels to it?
I'm going to say this. Since you brought up the yoga and lingerie, take your ass to Patreon with that shit. OnlyFans, even though not created for that, is for the smashing and you know what I mean. All right?
If
you
gonna
be on, huh?
What about nudes and pictures?
That's Facebook. That's Facebook. That's Instagram at this point. We want to see the smashery. If I'm paying $15.99 a month, I want to see the smashery. Okay? If you're gonna be keeping the PG-13 and all of that, take your ass to Patreon, take your ass to what was the one that was just for pictures? Tumblr, put your shit on Twitter. Don't come over here trying to clean up OnlyFans. All right, we here for the filth, okay?
So if it was less than filth, let's say you found just, I guess the lowest level would be sexy photos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all good with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All as right. long as they not fucking somebody else on mm-hmm. there, I mm-hmm. don't care.
Okay, so sexy photos, cool. Nude photos, cool.
I don't think Farrah would post a nude. She's been damn near nude, but she'll wear pasties or something like that. She ain't gonna give it all up. And so Shorty Mac talking yeah. about is waiting for to hear Farrah to drop an OnlyFans. That ain't gonna happen. Because if we did, our faces wouldn't be in there, but we have too many distinguishable tattoos for you to not know it's us. Like
only freckles.
A lot of freckles. There'll be a lot of freckles moving.
Now, okay, what if the other said person that was being smashed was her lady friends?
See, that's where men's ego is displayed the most. A guy would be like, I'm cool with that. She's smashing another nigga. I mean, she's smashing a chick, but she ain't smashing no other nigga. It's like,
nah, we can't go that way.
You wouldn't do that?
Nah. It's one of those things was like, if that's what you're into, and we talked about this, mm-hmm. that's fine. But if it's like something I found out, then it's like, you actually are interested in that kind of stuff. You didn't tell me. And it's like, I found out through a OnlyFans thing, like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, like, I can't condone it. I wouldn't condone either way. Like, if you're girl on girl, I don't care. Like, mm-hmm. I treat it the same.
Okay.
It hurts more if it's a guy, because it's like, you know how guys are. That's the mm-hmm. thing, like, guy gonna mm-hmm. brag about it or something like that.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, some dude trying to brag and talk shit about it, I gotta kill him. Now I have to kill him.
Damn. Like,
I gotta kill him. There's no way he gonna ever have the upper hand on me, and I'm with you. No, he has to die. Whereas a girl saying something like that, like, that's the, people look at it like social hierarchy or whatever. Like, if a girl, if my girl fuck with a girl, was like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But if it's a guy, it's like, oh, nah, this is a different ballgame. Like, nah, I treat him the same. Like, nope. Okay. That girl got to go, too.
Man, the bag they making, though, is pretty, pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, it listen.
Look, I'm not going, now, the thing is, like, they're making money or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. If they don't want to stop, then we just can't be together. That would just be, mm-hmm. you know.
That's respectable.
That would be agreement. Like, I'm not going to make you stop. Like, you making money off that, that's cool. I'm upset with it. You didn't tell me this is one of those things like that. We go into a disagreement. I'll just back out of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
This obviously is not the relationship I need to be in. Or what I, you know, thought it was, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I just leave. I'm not finna fuck up what you got going on or whatever.
Right, especially
now
you're
free to do whatever the hell.
So
you want.
Would leave or kill the dude. Those are the options.
So the thing, if I'm staying, and you was fucking the dude, he gotta go.
You can't, yeah. If you can't like compensate them for what they're making, then yeah, it's tough for you to like
say stop,
throw that weight around.
Yeah,
if they pulling in $20,000 a month from OnlyFans.
Please keep going. What are you talking about?
You just transition from boyfriend to follower. I'll watch.
I still support you. Yes, I'm going to subscribe. I'll get 3 months. Yeah, that's tough.
What? Okay, happy medium. Solo videos. Hella girls be doing shit just by themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the one that super squirts? That squirts really...
The Rose?
Be Nasty,
yeah.
Oh, Miss Be Nasty?
Yeah, man, I know her. I know her detailing.
The thing is like,
it's crazy.
It's more like, I don't have a problem with any, like, girls doing any of that kind of stuff. Like, stripping, OnlyFans, whatever you do. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with it. It's, you know, the more, I guess, the engagement part of, like, if you're with somebody else, that's my hard limit, being like, if you mess with another girl or mess with another guy, like, that's my limit. I don't want to entertain none of that kind of stuff. So if you're doing
so
that
you
stuff,
good
it's cool.
With the solo.
Yeah, solo's cool. But the thing is,
but that's
stigma,
in the same category.
The stigma, nah, because
it's still porn.
It's toys, though. I don't have a problem against porn, is what I'm saying. I don't care. It's just more about me. Like, if we're in a relationship, I'm more of a monogamous person. So I'm not mm-hmm. gonna enter like let like you be like, oh, I'm fucking this guy, but it's just porn, you know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. it's a little more that comes with it than it's just like acting or anything like that. Like it's just like it can be seen as just acting, and I get that it is for some people it's just acting.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I couldn't, you know, sit there and stand there and see you, you know, fucking with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the same could be said for, you know, such person. They may not care, but mm-hmm. I'm not that kind of person. And I know that, and I wouldn't enforce those kind of rules on that person.
Yeah.
So no threesome.
No,
with you and your girl and another person.
No, I'm not interested in that.
You're not interested?
Mm-mm.
Gotcha.
That's one of the things, like, I had, like, you know, when you're young, you think, like, yeah, and then I was like, mm-hmm. nah. Like, it was
that's
just,
the
like,
thing. I'm going to tell you, the threesome, you got to be ready.
Yeah.
You got to stretch and drink a lot of water. Everybody needs a lot of water. It's a lot of work. Because guys, like, it's a lot of endurance, man. Because here's the thing, whoever you fucking, they want to get theirs. So before you even play with that other person, you know what I'm saying? You got to make sure that your person's taken care of first. So that means you got to have that
equal
quick
work or more. Like you, it's, come on, dog.
Oh, it's never equal. It's never equal. Not equal to like just you and your regular partner. It's always more.
Yeah. I can't imagine getting in there and then think you finna kill it 5 minutes in, you're already about to bust. And then you don't even have a big one. You don't even drop the whole load. You just got a little.
Well, you better, get
you
that
lost,
mouth
bro.
Ready.
Like, yeah.
All right, here we go. Who's first?
You only spent half of one of their energy. you got a whole person and a half left.
You set this whole thing up. We could start an argument. Now you came in here and underdelivered. Hell no.
Underdelivered. Yeah, man. That's ugh.
Yeah, but I don't have a problem with that or anything like that. It's just going to that. I think more the problem that I would have with it is how people react to it. It's like the stigma and stuff like that. Like you go out in public, and if you are big enough, you're making money, they're recognizable, and they think that they could just come up on some, you know, like, oh, da da da, talk crazy, because I'm not with that. Like, you're not going to talk crazy about the person that I'm with. Yeah. Regardless of what they may share, you still got to respect them as a person. Yeah. And that's where the line gets blurred, where I'm more like, if you don't have to do it, I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah.
And it's not because of I'm shaming the work. It's more about what comes with it from people who don't have that level of respect for you like they should.
It is, I mean, it is creepy. Like, we spend all of our time making, like, comedy content to, like, make people laugh and stuff, which is great in terms of, like, our relationship with our followers and our fans. Because when they come up to us in real life, they're like, their relationship with us in their mind is like light. It's fun, you know, so they can come up, hey, what up? Roast, do some stuff like that. But I have noticed, like, everyone I know who is a sex worker, they will have fan interactions that are
creepy,
weird, because this person who's following them is having, like, very, very intimate moments with himself while watching them.
Yep.
So they'll come up and they'll just be like, hey, what's up? What's up? I know you.
Yeah, I see you.
I
naked.
Know
they,
you.
They feel
I know
like what they
your
know
nipples.
You.
Yeah. But it's also like, I don't even hate to say it. That's society's fault, bro. Because we've shredded and kept sex such a taboo and hush-hush thing. Mm-hmm. And understandably so, for the right reason. You know, when you're a certain age and shit, you shouldn't be exposed to all of that. But a lot of schools don't offer sex ed. Nope. Anything with nudity is prohibited on regular TV. Mm-hmm. They're typically a child's first interaction with it is them sneaking and doing it,
searching
it or something like that, or friends or something like that. So it's not publicly discussed in a forum base to where it doesn't seem shameful to do it.
Right.
And Christianity has, you know, planted the seed that, you know, the Bible told us that you don't have premarital sex. So on top of, you know, disobeying your parents, now you're disobeying God. And it's just, it always has a negative connotation. Like, even, I ain't even gonna fuck with, like, when Farron mom comes to stay with us, I be feeling weird fucking in the house with her mom there. It's like, I pay the bills in this motherfucker. But it just, like,
it's
that's
a level of respect.
Yeah, right. Society has raised us like that. But honestly, sex is one of the most human things that you can do. It's one of our carnal needs. It's like eating.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you need it to, like, survive, but, like,
it's how we got here.
It's how we got here. It's shown that having sex can reduce stress. People are typically more cheerful when they have sex, and the better energy it releases endorphins and all that type of shit. So it's like we still tiptoe around this shit. But that's why I've always respected sex workers, because like they are willing to be the outliers and be the black sheep and be like, nah, I like this shit
for something so important.
Yeah,
it'd be one thing if it was like a shitty industry, but it's like multi billion dollar industry.
Oh,
it's fucking huge.
Billion dollar industry.
And the people that are making the billions are not the people that need to be making it. That's for fucking sure.
Right. They're not even the people who getting fucked. Those are the people who should be making the most money.
But that's capitalism for you. If I got the money to provide the setting, the equipment, the branding, all that shit, I'm gonna make the most money.
It ain't but it ain't necessarily that either though. It's almost like record labels, low-key, you know.
Yeah, for real, though.
It's like how Brazzers had these contracts. They exploited on people, then they put them in these. Now it's like, whatever content you do, I own that shit.
Yeah.
You don't own nothing.
Brazzers is wild. What's the other one?
It's the equivalent of Spotify for porn. Like they took it away from the model of like buying like onion booty and stuff. Yeah. Now it's just like a free platform. It's just like screwed over a lot of like sex workers. It's kind of crazy.
What's your hard no when it comes to sex? Are you comfortable enough to have a threesome? You, your partner, and she wants another guy.
I don't think that's a comfort thing. I think it's more of a just no interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
Well, she like, but I did this for you with the other chick. I just want to be dominated by two guys at once. Are you confident and comfortable enough to like, all right, you fuck her bottom half. I'm going to stay up here upstairs with the top half.
See, there's a, it comes down to like a germ thing in my head. Because these dudes might be like, all right, no, let's switch. And it's just like, but your dick was just in there. they'll be wrapping it up. They just put.
That's what I be thinking about. Like, porn really made me be like, bro, that's, like, as I got older, it's like, that's crazy. Yeah. Like, seeing certain stuff, people be like, they be swapping. I be like, that's crazy. Like, I know they're supposed to be getting tested and stuff.
Yeah, they
like,
get tested regularly.
That's still, it's just like, right. That's crazy.
But I mean, like, even like when they do, like, the girl has both of the
double penetration?
The double DP. Stuff. Yeah. They be damn near grazing balls.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. They be like, there's no way you're doing BP and you're not touching balls. Are you not feeling? I can't imagine you don't feel the other person's dick when you're in there.
Because
that canal isn't
that big.
Yeah, it's like, or y'all, you guys are big buddies.
If one of the dudes finishes and it's like, it get on the other dude, they be still going to be like, that's absolutely insane.
Or what if you finish early and you just got to watch your girl get smashed?
Hey, the rest of the really time, be happening.
Like, yeah, you got to root her on, man.
Like, damn, he's better than me. He's doing new tricks.
This is just a holiday, bitch. Don't get used to this. This is for your birthday. I don't know if my dick would get hard.
It gets like you exposing her to like
what?
Better, like something better. Almost.
You could.
Yeah, you could. But here's what I think about that. I was like, I don't know if I'm fair as best. I know I try my best. You know what I mean? But she might have had somebody that fuck her better, but she loved me.
Uh-huh.
That's why we're together. That guy might have just been fun. That guy is Vegas.
Right.
You don't want to live in Vegas. You just want to go there every now and then and have a little fun. And that's
true.
I'm cool with that. I'm the house. I'm the backyard. I'm the front lawn, all of that shit. Go to Vegas. Have a good time. That's fine. So I don't really trip off that being exposed to like something better or something different because that doesn't equate to the love and the way that person gonna treat you.
I feel that. That's why I think that the comfort comes from just the germaphobe stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you swap in grazing balls together, it's just like
I'll
be thinking of that. You know,
that's why I don't think my dick would get hard. My dick would be like, I don't really be sharing.
And
stage
even then, like
that, my butt.
It's not like a comfort. Like I said, I'm not with threesomes personally. Like for me personally, I'm not with it. I'm just not something I'm interested in or anything like that. Because it's like if I'm messing with somebody, this is personal. I like it to be one-on-one, me and you. I don't want to bring somebody else in here. I don't really like. I don't know them like that, and also stuff like that. And the stuff that like I like to cater to a specific person.
Yeah.
So I know what you like. I have no idea what this person likes.
Yeah.
And they don't know what I like. And then on top of that, they don't know what you like. It's like a whole lot of.
What if I sat down before? You're like, all right, we write down everything we like. Let's pass this around.
Here's my pros and here's my cons. Pros
so like,
cons.
Right, like, listen, you can only lick my ass when I'm fucking her. There's no licking when I ain't fucking. All right, don't just try to press my legs back and go to town. All right.
I don't know.
I still have not really had my ass licked like that. I just I can't do it. I would have to like the prep I need to do for that. Like I gotta take a very long shower and I have to shave all my hair on my ass and then shower and make sure I'm on like empty in the stomach. I don't want no chances of nothing. I just
till you get a surpriser. Till you get a fence hopper.
Fran tried to do it before. She got me one time. She was going down on me, and she was acting like she was just gonna stay at the balls in the tank, and then she slipped a little bloop, bloop, and I was hey. Okay, I almost broke your jaw. I almost kicked your jaw right off of your face.
Shut up, Dom. She said I didn't say there was germs when there was two women. I'm talking about dick germs. not regular germs.
When it's two women, me and Fran got really nasty before, but when it's two women, I was like, it's the nastiest I'm gonna get right here.
Be fun.
Man, spit in my mouth. I've definitely had that.
You was in there getting slutted up, basically.
Oh, what? I getting slutted
up. He's on the bed like, yes.
Spit in my mouth.
Getting trained.
Hey, man. Tutu.
And they be acting like niggas, too. They be like, all right, I'm next. Like, damn, bitch.
I think that's why a lot of dudes like it. It's a different, like, you taking the backseat to it. They be like, oh, my God, is this what it's like?
Which is funny because then when a girl's like, I want that, too. We're like, oh, you want two dicks?
Right. Yeah. And it's crazy because, like, I can get dominated easier with two women when it's just me and one partner. I feel the need to always lead.
Like, so don't hit me.
It's different in a good way to like be able to feel like I can just let go and, you know, be catered to or be slutted out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Slut me out. You know what I'm saying? Put me out. Put me on the corner. Slut me out.
Just don't hit me. I hate when girls try to hit
me. You don't like the hit?
No.
Like, when the face or the ass?
Everywhere.
You don't like no hits?
They just be trying to like hit me. Like, what are you doing?
What about choke? Have you been choked?
Choke is fine.
Wait,
it's got to be a certain level of violence.
Wait. Can you pull your hair?
No. What fucking position would that even be?
You ain't never had your hair pulled?
A woman has never seen the back of my head during sex.
No. I mean, like, all right, so if you're going down on her, she grabs her hair.
Yeah, she'll grab it, but she won't, like, pull.
Oh, no. I'm talking about, like, just pulling that. And then also,
grab is cool.
If you're sucking the titty and she's like, right? And she grabs the hair.
Nah.
She ain't never, like, double wristed it.
No, I'm giving head like a chick. Like, yeah, I'm about to put my shit up in a hot book. Yeah, let me go. Although I have had to tie my hair up to eat some coochie. It's not masculine at all.
I was thinking about this yesterday at the place. I was like, the most unmasculine thing that all men do, and everybody is guilty, is before you sneeze. And it hit me yesterday because I had a little sneezing fit. Before you sneeze, you go, and there's nothing you can do to stop it. that little shudder and
that's
breathe in.
Oh,
it sounds like somebody just slid in you. Like, that's and there's nothing you can do to stop it.
You have to build on that and use it on stage somehow.
I do.
I'm gonna think about that every single time I see a sneeze now.
Yes.
Cause that is a funny moment,
bro. I thought about
especially when it don't come and then you just
right.
get the.
And then, oh my God! That
now
was
it's
me.
Just the non-masculine part. You're just like. Sorry, guys. Never mind.
Fuck you.
I feel like I was about to say, go slow. It's my first time.
It's our equivalent of lifting the hips up for the panties. All right, fine.
Oh, that shudder is the most unmasculine thing that we do, and there's nothing you can do about it. And that's the one thing that connects
shudder.
All men.
It's a shudder.
Even a hood nigga. Nigga with two pistols like, what's up, motherfucker? Come on now. If you do that in the middle of a face-off like that, you gotta just walk away, bro. You ain't in control of the situations no more. Go home, my boy.
Trying to cancel a sneeze is also bad, too, when you're like...
Yeah. And that's me.
That's how you pop a blood vessel.
I know. I'm fucking around have an aneurysm or something because I be trying to mute mine. So I do it like that because my real sneeze...
Oh, man. My sneeze sounds
I just sneeze
like
into my arm.
Yeah, I try that, but it still be loud, so I just always mute them.
It's like an old cartoon. Like, wahoo! Wahoo! Like when a nigga hits himself with a hammer. Yeah. Like, yow!
Wahoo! That's how my grandpa sneezes.
My thumbs get all big and be pulsing. Blue, 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 blue. Oh, my God.
That's hilarious.
There ain't nothing you can do about that free sneeze either. You just got to take that. Take it to the face.
Damn, you had to bless somebody in the middle of an argument? Nah, if we arguing, you're not getting this. You're not getting the blessing. If I'm a vessel of God and he's using me to bless you, nah, I'm canceling it. Hold on, God.
If you, imagine like you trying to roast somebody, like you bless them if they sneeze.
Oh, bless man. Man, oh man.
But also, if you cussing somebody out and then you sneeze and they bless you, you might want to back up a little bit after that. Like, yeah. Oh man, I'm sorry, bro.
I can't do that.
That's literally the end of the argument right there.
You
sneeze,
God into
he sneezes and bless you. Be like, you know
God
what,
bless
bro?
You.
Like, you even brought God into it, man.
That's almost like when you tell a homeless person you don't got no change, and they're like, "All right, God bless you." You're like, damn, I got something.
Poker God said, "My girl don't say bless you when she mad sometimes."
She's so petty.
She shouldn't.
She petty as hell. For you sneeze, she be like, "Oh, so you just want me to die then? You just want me to die."
That's a good personality trait. I feel like there are a lot of couples that still do sweet stuff for each other, even when they're really mad. Like,
oh, yeah.
They'll, like, make breakfast and be like, fuck you.
That's the love.
But, like, little things.
That's where the love comes in.
You've removed yourself from, like, you understand, like, these things are going to happen.
Yeah.
So, it's cool. Like, I don't have to hate you in this moment kind of thing. Because I've been there before. My girl get upset, I'd be like, are you serious? And then I'd just be like, you know what, bro? Like, I'll just carry on. We'll move away from this conversation, and then we'll just, everything that's supposed to happen is still gonna happen. Like, I'm not gonna act differently or anything like that. You know, you can't, because you linger on with the attitude or something like that. Like, if they're feeling the way they are and if it's valid, man, you gotta just, you know, sit with it.
Yeah. That's mature. How old are you?
28.
It's mature.
Very mature, man. I can't see Amir raising his voice either. Like, I was looking at his decibels when he was talking, the little green dot, and it really didn't go past the first one. When I be talking, that should be peaking and shit.
Where is that?
right next to the left of end stream, right there. His shit stayed at that one dot the whole time he was talking.
He was talking about something that he didn't like.
No, I don't know, it catch me on the game.
Okay.
I should talk on the game. I'm a whole different person on video games.
You see the dot? Is he how I didn't move it off?
He called it the game.
Yeah, video games. He's
an old soul. See me on the game.
You catch me on that video game.
Yeah,
I'm a different person.
I talk hella shit on the game. Especially if I know I'm good. You're going to have a bad day.
I can't get on the internet multiplayer thing. It's just filled with bad people, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it, yeah.
I like the squad things when you with your homies, but, like, people who just sign into random lobbies and start arguing, that's wild.
That is, like, real life comments. Like, yeah. When you go into comments on YouTube or Instagram sometimes,
they're like, you're never going to see me. Fuck you.
And the gaming world and that is just, like, living. That's real time comments. You be like, God damn, bro. Yeah. You don't even know my
mom. It depends
mom.
On the game, though, because I've been on games where people, they're just random. Like, y'all could have killed us, but they was like, they helped us, and we played for like 3 hours, just random.
Oh,
random
shit.
People. Mm-hmm. Like, it just depends on the game, really the community or whatever. Like,
you said they helped you?
Yeah. It was a game called Sea of Thieves, and it's like pirate ship thing or whatever. So it was me and two of my friends. We never played before, and these people were like, oh, we'll help you, like, do this stuff. They took us, and we did, like, a treasure mission or something like that. Damn. And all kinds of stuff like that. Like, they could have killed us. Like, literally, they were ready.
In the game,
yeah. Okay. But you could talk to them like
what
a
kind of pirate
thing.
Game is this?
But it's like you really are. A
they
pirate.
Chose to help you instead of kill you.
They tried to build out. That's
yeah. They because it was like, are we this other ship? They blew us up early. They're like, all right, we go help you. We tried to go down there. It was bad. We got washed. It was bad.
It was
washed. And they tried to help us. It was like, okay, let's just focus on missions. Let's not try to kill nobody. Y'all not ready. Like, obviously,
this is a multiplayer pirate game where you just go around doing shit.
Sea of Thieves with the. When you get online, or previously you used to get online, and the world would just be open. So it could be you and your friends, and then it's just however many other people that may be in that certain lobby. And they won't spawn you guys near each other or whatever, but there will be somebody in that lobby probably with a lot of tallies on their flag because they didn't knock out a bunch of ships. So it's like you try to avoid them, but they will chase you. And the thing is, these people have been playing the game for 5 years.
That's why I don't ever do it, because I'm always way too behind.
Yeah,
you jump into a community where everybody does that all day, every day.
But it's not focused on like the PvP, like player versus player. It's more about going into the areas and doing the missions.
Oh, okay.
So that's what makes it cool. Focused on that. You probably enjoy games that are more like that, where you have to fight an enemy together, more so than trying to fight somebody else.
I have no interest in fighting anybody who plays game way more than me.
We're about to wrap it up, but I just found this video and this shit just freaked me out. I know this is gonna be on Pat Geo. Beach Worms.
I saw that.
Yo, I've never seen.
Yep. I don't know why those got popular this year. I've seen so many. So he's showing me a video about sandworms, and apparently, the beach is just a terrible place. I was so focused on the water part, I didn't even. Talk about how terrible the sand is.
Jesus.
I just know I don't like sand, but now there's like, they're pulling out these worms from out of the sand that are like this long. They look like tapeworms. What I imagine a tapeworm would look like. And that's just in there, just chilling. All you need is a little fish, and they'll come up.
Wow. I don't want no parts of that.
That's
so
disgusting.
Yeah, really good on that. Well, I gotta hop on something right at 4, but Saucy Santana is beefing with DJ Academics.
Oh, my God.
You know, I low-key, and this is just a theory that I have, working theory that I have, I think DJ Academics is the feds. I think he's working with them. He's an informant. I think they found something about him, and now they got him on a payroll, because I refuse to believe that he talks this reckless about rappers.
No rappers.
And all of these people, and nobody has tried him in the streets.
Just women.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a lot of smoke for women.
Yeah, I don't really listen to his rants like that, but
yeah.
It seems like everybody who goes against him says he only goes after
women.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I recently met Saucy Santana. He is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a 0% chance that nigga can't fight. Because when somebody is like that openly gay and that openly themselves, they get tried a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially in the black community. So I guarantee that he got hands.
Yeah.
And he really wants to fight Academics, but
yeah.
Academics just be getting drunk and talking. He don't really be doing
maybe it. He don't leave the crib that much. Uber Eats and all of that type of shit.
Nobody knows where he stays at.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
He gave his address out, but it was his job.
He was supposed to do a show with Charleston White earlier this year that got canceled. And this is when Charleston White had went on that super hate-filled Asian rant. And some rappers was going to find China Mac, I think, had went to New York looking for him, and they end up canceling that show. But it's like nobody has caught him after talking this reckless. It's like,
nah, it's pretty.
I think he's working with the fans, bro.
He got to stay. Well, he did sign. I think he streams on Rumble, which is an alt-right streaming.
Really?
Site. Yeah, Rumble
alt-right?
Is right. They're more on that allegiance or whatever.
Oh, so that's why his shit ain't being taken down. For saying all this crazy stuff?
Well, it's more like because of who he's talking about. He's the supposed like hip hop blogger essentially, mm-hmm. or whatever, because he came up off of the Complex stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then he branched out to his own thing. He was doing his own thing on Twitch, and then Rumble offered him a deal. But Rumble is known for their like conservative kind of having the people, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they're putting money in these people's pockets, and they're not necessarily there for integrity, obviously.
Right.
So they're there for the money. So the money good, then they'll go. So they'll go.
DJ Academics is rich. You can't take that away from him. That's probably why no one's caught him, because he has the money to move like somebody who talks shit. You know? Maybe not as much as Tekashi, but
the thing is that he's building up a lot more enemies.
That's the problem.
So as he's not gonna be able to go
he's
to like
digging himself
publications.
Crazy.
And
here's the crazy part. He blew up from basically talking about all the stuff that was going on in Chicago. He actually coined the term Chirac. So a lot of the people from that city hated him from that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he moved into just general hip-hop, which I believe that hip-hop news is his forte. Not necessarily the talking shit, but that's what he does really, really well. But how he chose to talk about certain artists and not certain artists, like the hip-hop community hates him.
Yeah.
And now he's on Twitch just... He's like, it's almost like he dug himself a hole where he just, his content, his output is just negative, 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 negative. And I think I would be insanely depressed if I was in his position. Because it's like he got into this because he liked hip hop, and now everybody in hip hop don't fuck with him.
That's why he talks like that. Because he's instead of being more upset or trying to vocalize that, you got to embolden that. Like you have to stand.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stand on it. You got
to
lean into it,
and
that'll drive you crazy. But
we're
gonna see a lot of dudes crash out over some shit like that because they're emboldening in things where they should be a little more expressive about. It's going from artistry to podcasters to all. This shit is not sustainable to your life. It's going to harm you. It's going to hurt you.
Talking shit for an hour plus every week is risky business. Especially drinking, too.
Yeah.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Because especially, like, people are getting famous, and they're like, it seems like there's a whole team of people that are like, well, let's go to Twitter and find out what he said 20 years ago. And they'll just look up some old stuff you said to bring it up and be like, all right, you're canceled now. If you're just getting drunk in front of a podcast mic and talking shit, for hours upon hours, almost every night, you're going to slip up.
Yep.
You're going to slip up a lot. And I would say that saying, fuck Carisha, Diddy's not going to do anything, and I'll fight Saucy Santana is 3 fuck-ups.
Yeah.
Because Diddy be wild on camera,
Diddy got money to get you touched.
Yeah.
Nobody
off camera is really... Diddy's actually a very scary... persona.
Yeah, because it's like, we know where he come from, and he definitely pressed up on somebody like last year, I think.
How he talked around Fabulous and Jadakiss, which to my knowledge are two street niggas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had them like, shit. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, what's up, daddy? How you feeling, daddy? And they were just like, shit. And I was like, hey, Diddy is actually kind of scary.
I mean, it's different when you come from that and then you got the money to do something.
They
about
all
it too.
Know yeah. some shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They all know some shit because damn. Not one AO was thrown out.
That's facts, though. That is facts. Well, guys, thank y'all so much for watching another episode. Make sure you check out nuts.com. Go to them. They got all the. All the snacks for your eating pleasure, if you will. Shout out to Scary Squad, Moma. Appreciate y'all pulling up. And everybody that came out to the game night last night. It was freaking fantastic. We're hoping to take it to more cities soon. As always, I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you on the next episode of Damn, Internet. You scary. Hey. Peace, guys.
Hi there. My name is Annie Elise, a.k.a. your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.